Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable to you, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Once upon a time, there was a little boy the other children called Sparky, after a comic strip horse named Spark Plug. Even though the boy hated the nickname, he never could shake it. School was difficult for Sparky. He hated the subjects of, Latin, algebra, English, and physics, which he flunked all of those. He did do a little better in sports. He made the school's golf team. His poor play in the final round ended up costing his team the championship. Throughout his youth, Sparky was a self-described loser socially. Not that he was actively disliked by other kids, it's just no one paid much attention to him. He was astonished if even a classmate said hello outside of the school. He never dated, never asked anyone out. He was afraid of being turned down. If ever there was a loser in life, it was Sparky. He did have a hobby, however. He loved cartoons, like drawing his own cartoons. Now, no one else ever thought they were any good. When he was a senior in high school, he submitted cartoons to the school yearbook. They were rejected. Sparky kept drawing anyway. He dreamed of being an artist for Disney. After graduating from high school, he wrote to the Disney studios inquiring about a job. He received a form letter requesting samples of his artwork. He filled out the paperwork, sent in the samples. He waited and waited and waited for a reply. And finally came another form letter. There was no job for him. Sparky was disappointed but not surprised. He had always been a loser, and this was just one more loss. And in a weird way, he thought his life was kind of funny. So he tried telling his own story in cartoons, a childhood full of the misadventures of a little boy loser, a chronic underachiever, the little boy who failed eighth grade, the young artist whose work was rejected not only by Disney but by his own school yearbook, was Charles Monroe Sparky Schultz, the creator of Peanuts comic strip and the little boy loser named Charlie Brown. While widely popular as a cartoon strip author and artist, his TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas, took his popularity to a new level. But it almost didn't happen. When the blockheads at CBS saw the rough cut in November of 1965, they were more than underwhelmed. The truth is, they hated it, and they rejected it. There was just so much wrong with it, they complained. There was not enough action. It moved too slowly. The voices had been done by real kids, not adult actors. There was no laugh track. And the musical score, it was done by a jazz pianist. Quote, "Well, you gave it a good shot. Believe me, we're big Peanuts fans, but maybe it's better suited to the comic page," end quote. They were told. Good grief, were they ever wrong? After that meeting, the executive producer and the chief animator both thought they had ruined Charlie Brown. But the worst sin was that Schultz's storyline had a reading from the second chapter of Luke by Linus, a lisping little boy who carried a security blanket with him. The TV folks said, quote, "We told Schultz, look, you can't read from the Bible on network television," end quote. It had to be changed, period. End of the story, or so it seemed, because Schultz refused. He stood his ground. He insisted on a little lisping boy reading the scripture. You see, knowledge can be power. And he knew some things. First, he knew CBS made a commitment to their sponsor, Coca-Cola, and they had nothing else with which to replace it. Second, the show had already been listed in the schedule in the TV Guide. TV Guide had gone to print. So CBS needed the show, and Schultz knew it. Time, or lack thereof, was on his side. And third, most importantly, he knew it was just the right thing to do. Schultz told CBS, quote, "If we don't tell the true meaning of Christmas, who will?" End quote. So Schultz informed them, without a lisping little boy reciting the Christmas story, there would be no TV special, period. End of story. A Charlie Brown Christmas, complete with a reading from Luke, was first broadcast on December 9th, 1965. Won an Emmy and a Peabody Award, and today is considered to be one of the most beloved animated specials of all time. Sometimes to find peace within us, around us, and throughout the world, we got to stand up for our core principles. When people come to me and ask, what do I do when? Or what do I say if? And they describe some terrible situation going on in their lives. I usually go back to core values and ask, who are you at your core? If you are loving, kind, and forgiving, then you need to be those things in that situation, loving, kind, and forgiving. So during this season of Advent, as you explore who you are at your core, what does it look like? Can you stand up for something? As a church, we're looking at things through the filter of our proposed mission statement, sharing God's unconditional love, justice, and extravagant welcome. What's the end of our story going to look like? Because we know a thing or two. We know that peace within, around, and throughout cannot be found when violence and greed and hatred are the dominant values in our society. And we as a corporate body must stand against that if there is any hope of peace prevailing. First, are there people and situations that need God's unconditional love in your life? Think about that. Recall those folks to your mind. How can you bring God's love to them? Second, where and when is God calling you to stand for marginalized people? Is it at the border? In the classroom, in the courtroom, or at a women's shelter? Third, who is it that needs to hear of God's inclusivity? Bring those people to your heart. Can you be God's welcome? I just think if you and I want to discover what Christmas is all about and to find some peace during this time, we may just need to return to our core, stand our ground, quiet ourselves so that we can hear the true meaning of Christmas again.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Linus? Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.